Listen to WLAW Sports in more ways than ever before. Tune in to Sports Radio 102.1. Download the Cruise 102 app on your Apple or Android device. Or listen live and worldwide at WLAWSports.com. Clark Ramsey, Dave Hansen, Doug Cole, and Kayla Carson with your call tonight. From University Center, Michigan, the home of the Saginaw Valley State University, home of the Cardinals here at Harvey Randall Wicks Memorial Stadium. As many as possible, I'd like to get as many words in here as where we are.
Well, that's a mouthful, but yeah, that's a long title there, and you've got it right twice. Well done.
Well, we are 25 minutes away from kicking off here, and let's take a look at our Elkton Pigeon Bayport Lakers. The Green Machine is a perfect 8-0 in the season, the first time since 2002. And they're willing to put it all on the line tonight as they are taking on a perennial powerhouse in Beale City. The Lakers are the 2014 Greater Thumb Conference West Division outright champions, their first division title since 2009 and outright since 2008. Over the past 4 years, the Lakers have gone from 3-6 to 4-5 to 7-3 and now so far 8-0, all while head coach Adam Grabauskas has been in charge.
Yeah, right now, Coach Grabauskas has the formula to turn this program around. They've worked very hard and slowly gotten back on track to where the Green Machine would like to be. And I'd like to side note, this team is doing the right thing. At 8-0, you're already in the playoffs. What's the one thing you have left to do but get ready for the playoffs? And a guy you're familiar with, nobody does it better than Coach Izzo at Michigan State. Why not play the teams that are probably better than us? How else do you get better until you find out who those people are and go toe-to-toe with them? That's exactly what you're going to see tonight.
For a second, I thought you were going to say Brady Hoke. But
no, you mean the guy that's catching the unemployment line here soon?
He's on his farewell tour right now, that's all.
That's correct.
Elkton Pigeon Bayport has gone 4-0 away from Laker Field this year. And in fact, I started looking further. They have not lost on the road in 2.5 seasons, dating back 749 days. October 5th, 2012, when they lost to Reese 30-12, that was their last road loss. Regardless, that's good enough for 9 straight road victories. Lakers offense this year has been quite potent, averaging 31 points a game, and is led by senior quarterback Dustin Cady and running backs Mauricio Diaz-Reyes and Terrence Dukes.
And looking back at last week against Reese, Dustin Cady ran for 71 yards and a touchdown, also completed 4 of 7 passes for another 70 yards and a touchdown through the air. Terrence Dubes only had 7 carries but had 73 yards and scored a touchdown.
That's a good average.
That's pretty efficient. And Mauricio Diaz-Reyes had 18 carries for 126 yards and also found the end zone one time.
Despite some big injuries to key players this year, Lakers has had their share of big wins. Taking out those big wins over Cass City, 16-12. Vassar on the road, both of these on the road, 38-14. Then perhaps the game of the year where Lakers came from behind and took out Bad Axe on homecoming night in Lakers, 32-30. Dustin Cady has had some big numbers over the course of the season, especially against Bad Axe, rushing for 305 yards and 5 touchdowns. But a big reason for that level of success the Lakers has had is the defensive effort also by the green and white.
Defense wins games, Clark, and their front four has done an excellent job maintaining the line and winning the battle in the trenches. You're going to hear that a lot tonight. Their defense gives up just 12.5 points per game, and last week versus Reese, Terrence Dubes led the way with 11 tackles. Austin McCabe not far behind with 10 of his own, and Taylor Fall had 9 leading the charge for that defense.
Lakers defense also picked off 2 passes last week to post a shutout 39-0 over Reese and to outright claim the Western Division title. There's much more to come with kickoff only 22 minutes away. You're listening to the WLAW Sports Game of the Week, Lakers against Beale City on the WLAW Sports Network.
Your local hometown grocery store, Pigeon IGA, is proud of our community, proud of our school systems, and proud of our area Lakers sports team. Have you stopped into Pigeon IGA lately? You'd be proud of their selection and prices. So whether it's picking up lunch with Pigeon IGA's homemade soup of the day or broasted chicken, rotisserie chicken, macaroni salad, potato salad, and more from the deli for your family dinner tonight, or stopping in regularly for your weekly grocery shopping, they thank you for your continued business and support of our community. That's Pigeon IGA, located on the corner of M142 and Caseville Road in Pigeon.
It's Chevy Truck Month at Moore Shoreline Chevrolet Buick M25 and Sebring.
Hey folks, John Gangler here. Believe it or not, Christmas is around the corner. Here at Moore Shoreline, we're already in the giving spirit with the lowest new and used truck prices in the area. With rates as low as 1.64%, now is the time to stop in and take advantage of these great deals. Be sure to to bring the little ones along in their Halloween costume to enter our Facebook contest running now until the end of the month. Remember, you'll always save more when you drive to the shore.
Find your new truck and find new roads at Moore Shoreline Chevrolet Buick M25 in Sebring.
It's Main Street Cafe and Bakery in Pigeon. Tuesday night, head south over the border for Main Street Cafe's Mexican Fiesta Night with most Mexican items under $6. Thursday evenings, let your taste buds travel to the Far East for Main Street Cafe's Oriental Night with entrees to tantalize the most discriminating palate. Friday nights, enjoy the delicacies of the deep, the all-you-can-eat seafood buffet featuring many seafood entrees with a salad bar, all for just $8.95. And Sunday, come home with the family for the breakfast buffet from 9 till 2 for only $7.95. Main Street Cafe and Bakery is truly a world of flavors.
Banking locally has many benefits. If you haven't already, it's time to make the switch to North Star Bank.
North Star Bank started local and we're staying local. Hi, this is Matt Brickle, Senior Vice President and Commercial Lender at North Star Bank. As a local business ourselves, headquartered right here in Bad Axe, we have the local business expertise and knowledge to meet all of your financial needs. Our loan approvals and other key decisions are made locally by local bankers who live in our community. We understand your needs and will actually meet face-to-face to discuss what's important to you. I invite you to visit us at North Star Bank and see firsthand the benefits of local decision-making.
North Star Bank, guiding the way. Visit your local North Star Bank branch or go online at www.northstaratehome.com. Member FDIC, equal housing lender. All loans are subject to credit approval.
Tonight's presentation at WLEW Sports is being powered by the Blazing Speed of Thumb Sailors 4G LTE Network, the talk of the thumb. Clark Ramsey, Dave Hansen, Doug Cole, and Kayla Carson with your call tonight as we have a dandy for you here in the final week of the regular season. The Beale City Aggies and the Elkton Pigeon Bayport Lakers face off at Saginaw Valley State University on a neutral site exactly halfway between the two schools. We've taken a look at the Lakers. Now let's take a look at the Beale City Aggies. The Aggies of Beale City are on quite the tear in recent years. They're sitting at 7-1 this year, only losing to back-to-back state champions, the Ishpeming Hematites. In the past three seasons, Beale City has accumulated an impressive record of 33-3, losing two of those in the last two state championships.
Well, Clark, I got to start with their offense. They run an offense that none of us are really used to. It's called the wing tee.
I've never heard of it.
Yeah, I know, right? So they fit right in with the style of offense that we're used to seeing. They do it as good as anybody. They're very disciplined. They win. Their offensive line pushes back the D-line every play. They've dominated that line of scrimmage. They win games that way by not making mistakes, and they don't will not do that tonight.
There's a few things that you can count on from the Beale City Aggies. They score a lot. They give up a little. In the 2014 season, the Aggies are averaging just under 42 points a game, and they only allow 9.8 points. They've had one close run-in early in the season, September 5th, when they squeaked out a 15-14 victory over Clare, who is now 6-2. Beale City is led by their junior quarterback of Tucker Gross.
Tucker Gross, he can run the football very well. He averages about 40 yards rushing per game and two touchdowns and passing. He only throws the ball four, five, maybe six times a game and completes 50% of his passes.
And Dave, come to find out, Tucker Gross is also their kicker. So, yes, it's safe to say he even does windows. But that's not the only weapon the Aggies rely on. They have a running back whose hobby is apparently carrying 10 other guys on his shoulders, Chase Rowland, a junior. He's listed at 5'9", 160 pounds, but he can run the ball, and needless to say, quite effectively.
I'm going to back up that statement with this stat right here, Clark. Versus Lake City, he had six carries for 249 yards, and five of those carries went for touchdowns. Against Mount Pleasant Sacred Heart, he had nine carries. He struggled a little bit, just 170 yards and a touchdown. But a couple
off
other
night,
guys, yeah, a couple other guys do a very good job. Luke Farrell versus Manton had 12 carries for 159 yards and a score. In that same Mount Pleasant Sacred Heart game, he had 10 carries for 170 yards and two